Welcome to Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. I am Chris Burns, America's number one motivational speaker for fiery inspiration and GPS coach for entrepreneurs and high achievers. Each episode, we interview leaders and great role models who make a massive impact in the world to help you master yourself, take courageous action, and make every day your best day ever. This interview is brought to you by moi, Burnup Coaching and the 21-Day Challenge. If you are an entrepreneur, high achiever, and you are committed to more clarity on your vision, you're committed to being held accountable to your big, hairy, audacious goals, and you're tired of playing small, you're done with hiding out, you're done with making excuses, you know that there's more in you, you know that you're meant for greater, then the 21-Day Challenge is going to help you get that fire ignited underneath you and get back into action, massive action, or start it for the first time ever, and really take on those biggest goals and dreams of yours. 21 days of daily accountability, weekly calls, deep dive calls, to make sure that you are empowered and fired up, and anything that's stopping you or blocking you, we'll uncover that and get that out and create a new paradigm, a new story, a new mindset so that you can succeed. And that is the 21-Day Challenge. You'll get clear on the long-term goals, break down into bite-sized steps, and achieve your top goal in 21 days, whether that's getting into the best shape of your life, the best health of your life, the best shape and health are pretty much the same thing, getting the best relationship, or at least moving in the right direction of the best relationship, dialing in your dream lifestyle and getting clear on that, or even making the amount of money that you want to make. We'll make progress on that. So that is the 21-Day Challenge. If you're ready and committed for that, send me a message to chris@beyourgps.com and write in subject line 21-Day Challenge, or you can send me a message on Facebook, 21-Day Challenge. Thank you in advance for doing that. Looking forward to seeing you on your 21-Day Challenge. Next up is the iTunes Review of the Week. It's by Cynthia Sundance. And Cynthia says, Chris Burns goes deep for you. I love that. Chris Burns' sincere and authentic interviewing style is awesome both for his tribe and his guest. He makes sure each deep, juicy conversation is full of enticing insights, stories, tips, and ideas. Thanks, Chris, for showing up, highlighting your guests, and guiding your tribe, because it takes a village for each of us to get up each day and share our gifts as entrepreneurs. We all resonate with different folks. We appreciate your dedication. Thanks so much, Cynthia. I appreciate you, and really means a lot that you gave us that review. If you want to give us a review, go to beergps.com/iTunes or search Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self on iTunes, and you will be able to find us and give us a review. Thanks so much. So let's talk about this dream client, okay? Attracting your dream clients. And I asked before, and if you're listening on the Facebook Live replay, whatever it might be, make sure you drop your comments. If you're listening to the podcast, the YouTube, drop the comments below. What is your biggest challenge to attracting your dream clients? What's your biggest challenge to thriving in growing your business and being prosperous? Put that in the comments below. Let us know. And who knows? We might make a specific video or special or post, something like that, content specifically answering your need. Okay? So thanks in advance for doing that. And specifically, what we're going to be focusing on today is speaking your clients, your dream clients, into existence. Okay, because this is so powerful, such a powerful concept to be able to create your reality. One of my favorite things that we do at Burn It Up Coaching is teaching people how to language their dreams and desires in a way that has it manifest, because your words are powerful, right? In the Bible, not being religious, but in the Bible, it says, you know, in the beginning, there was the Word, and the Word was God, right? Like your Word is so powerful. It has the power to create your reality, create universes, create things, create visions, make things real when you keep continuously speaking it into existence. The challenge is, a lot of us have been taught not to believe that we are powerful, not to believe that we're not powerful, to believe that we don't have anything worthwhile to say, to believe that, you know, hey, it's better to be seen and not heard, as they said before. I'm going to put this on full screen because you guys like me full screen better, right? dream clients, okay? So speaking it into existence starts with recognizing how powerful your word is. One of the biggest barriers to calling in your clients. I mean, there's a couple different portions that I really want to cover in this, but let's start with like word in general, speaking in general, the power of language, the power of communication. So let's talk about it at a quantum level, physics level, and then we'll go higher and higher. At a physical level, your words have vibration. Vibration is energy, right? It's a frequency. And your frequency interacts, the words that you speak interact with the things around you. Now, when you are speaking a word, not only do you speak it into existence into the world and it goes off and it interacts in the world, but it also affects and impacts you as a human being, as a body. So literally what you're doing is you are lighting yourself up. You are aligning your frequency of whatever it is. So let's say I say dream client, right? Dream client, dream client, dream client, dream client, dream client. I keep saying that over and over again. It's aligning me and my body to be an antenna, a sending and receiving station of dream client, because all of my cells in my body are vibrating at the frequency of dream client every time I say it. Now, I could say dream client, dream client, dream client, dream client. And while that does have an effect, it's not as powerful as if I say dream client, dream client, dream client, right? You can see that lighting me up. You can see me getting into more alignment with what is a dream client, really. A dream client is not, oh, yeah, I'm getting my dream client today. I'm super excited, super, you know, fired up, yada, yada, yada. No, a dream client is like your best friend. Your dream client is the perfect person who you love waking up and serving and supporting and giving your soul to and giving your time and your energy and the most precious parts of you to, because it fulfills you, because it like totally ignites you and your passion. And literally your energy shifts, your frequency shifts to that of joy, of fulfillment, of love, of peace, of harmony, of excitement, all of that. Okay, so that's dream client. That's the power of not only the word, but also the energy behind the word. So we're working on a lot of different levels here. So do your best to stay with me. If you have questions, challenges to keeping up, just let me know, okay? But the big thing is speaking creates it, makes it real. Also writing makes it real too. But we're focusing on speaking right now because that's something that I think a lot of people have a block with. They have a block with their throat chakra. They have a block speaking their truth. They have a block, you know, they don't want to ruffle people's feathers. You don't want to be wrong. You don't want to piss people off. You don't want to hurt someone, right? Because like we're afraid in our society, we're so afraid of doing the wrong thing because like we're so, you know, policed and all that kind of stuff. Anyways, we're not going to go there. We're going to go back to dream client. This is awesome. Thank you, Matthew. Appreciate you, man. We're just getting started, brother. So speak it into existence, all right? That's the words. The words have frequency. And when you line up with that frequency, you become a magnet to that reality. So if I'm saying dream clients, 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 thank you, thank you, thank you. And you mix in a little bit of gratitude and appreciation and love and excitement in there. Dream clients, dream clients, dream clients. That is one level that you need to be aware of, that just doing that would attract better and better things into your life, because you're radiating and vibrating at the level of dream clients, okay? That's level one that I really wanted to go over. The second level is getting clear about who your dream client is, because I can say dream client, dream client, dream client, dream client, and that's good, and it's going to attract that potential to me, but there's also power in specificity. There's also power in really clearly articulating how you're going to feel, what it's going to be like, what your dream client is like, who they are, right? And the more specific the identity you can get clear on of your dream client, the more you will attract them to you, right? So I've been doing a ton of work on my dream client, really like racking my brain on it. Who is it? How do I attract it? All this kind of stuff. I love helping other people do it. I love helping our clients decide who they are, what they stand for, and who their perfect client is, and then calling that into existence, creating that person for them. That's a blast for me. And I'm still doing the work myself. Like, yeah, we're all on the journey. We're all developing ourselves. So just really recognize that no matter where you're at, whether you think you have the perfect client avatar or you're still at the beginning, it's perfect. The journey's perfect. Get clarity on who is the one person, the one person who you want to attract into your life, The one person who you are excited and fulfilled and elated and full of joy to work with. Who is that one person? Who are you most excited to be alive to serve? That is your dream client. That one person. For me, it's Influencer Ian, right? So I created this perfect person, this Influencer Ian, and I wrote out an entire description about who he is to me, how he makes me feel, how he inspires me, right? And before I had another one, it's called Determined David. And I was speaking about that, speaking it into existence, and boom, all of a sudden, a guy named David joins our mastermind. I was like, oh my gosh, this thing is freaking powerful. Okay, so if this works, let's go even deeper, right? Because I wanted to attract even more effectively. I knew that it worked. I had this formula and it produced results. I totally spoke into existence the woman of my dreams. And it really all started, and I'm still with her. She's amazing. Best decision I ever made. And it all started with getting clear on who that person is, who that woman, who that man, who that ideal client, whatever it might be for you, who that person is. You can also design a dream version of yourself. Who is that person? How does he or she make you feel? Super powerful exercise. But let's stick with clients. So get clear on who you get lit up by, who you want to serve. And you might ask questions such as, who is this person? What's their name? I want you to like design a specific person, a name, a specific age, not a range, like your perfect person. Who would be the perfect person to sign up for your services, your offer, your products, your coaching program, who would be the perfect person for your group, for your book, to buy your book, the perfect person to listen to your podcast, whatever that is. And you're going to write out, you know, give it a cool nickname for, I use Determined David, Superstar Susie, Influencer Ian. You know, it's like really cool to use names like that to empower and imbue the name with energy right off the bat, okay? So give it a name, write out the description, who are they, you know, where do they live, what do they look like, how tall are they? You could do how tall, but you know, like what are their strengths? What are they good at? What are their weaknesses? What are their problems? What keeps them up at night? What keeps them struggling? What are they afraid of people finding out about them? What have they already tried regarding solving their problem before? What have they already tried to create the solution that would work for them? What have they already done? What's their track record? What's their past like? Who is this person? This one person. Create who they are in your reality. The perfect person who would respond to your journey, your expertise, your solution, your product, your service at the highest and deepest level. Who's the perfect fit for it, the perfect match. And really give yourself permission to design this person and be totally in awe, totally in wonder about what's possible, totally suspend disbelief, totally knock out anything that says, I can't have this, or I don't deserve it, or it's not possible, or anything like that. Make sure you kick all that out and you say, hey, if I was working with the perfect person, who would it be? And literally, if you're listening to this right now, and this is something that's important to you, take the time, put time in your schedule to go back and listen to this, or if you're at a table right now, pause it, or you know, if you're watching live, write down these questions, whatever it might be, write down the questions, do the exercises. That's one of the biggest things that I've learned is just do the dang thing, do the process, do the work, because the clarity comes from doing the work. And then if it's spot on, great, you're spot on. Now you have a crystal clear picture. If it needs adjustment and corrections over time, that's cool too, because now you've at least gotten the momentum going. You've got the creation momentum happening, right? Like it's a big part of speaking something into existence is like getting clear on what it is that you want to speak into existence. What is it that you want to attract? To be able to attract the perfect client, you got to know who it is. You got to know how to call him by or her by name. So for me, it was Influencer Ian. I had to learn how to call Influencer Ian into my life. Okay. So I wrote out this description of who is this person, what are their fears, what keeps them up at night, what are they afraid of happening to them, what's like the worst case scenario if their problem continues, what are they afraid of their family and friends and loved ones finding out about them. And then you could dive into a little bit more about how your solution makes a difference for them, why your solution is different than any other on the marketplace, what is your offer delivering, you know, like just really it's some clarity around that. If you have questions, let me know. Send me a message, chris@beyourgps.com, or find me on Facebook. Looking forward to talking. The thing is to go through the process, to write it down. So I wrote down, hey, influencer Ian, he's this guy. And here's the thing, he's afraid of people finding out that he doesn't really have it all together. Like on the surface, he has this amazing looking life, hundreds of thousands of followers and like just things going right, hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, just totally rocking out on the surface. And deep down inside, he totally feels insecure. He's totally worried that it's all going to come crumbling down. He's worried that, you know, it's really, he's going to be found out that he doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know like how to really have a fulfilling life. And he fills that up with partying, drinking, and one night stands and things that aren't healthy for him. He fills that gap. He avoids really digging into the pain, to the suffering, to the things that he doesn't want. And so that's my perfect client. And so here's an example of speaking into existence. Okay, I'm taking this from, that's who it is. I just labeled him, I identified it. And you could do the same thing. You could speak it out loud. And the power really comes when you start saying about how he meets, for me, I'm going to say how he meets me. I'm going to say what our first session is like. I'm going to say what his results are like 6 months, 12 months, right? So this is all speaking into existence. I'm demonstrating what it's like when influencer Ian meets me and what that experience is like for me, what it's like for him, and how our journey of growth occurs, because that's speaking into existence. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to demonstrate for you what you want to do with your client, with your ideal client, your vision of your client. If you don't have the clients that you want right now, if you're not yet attracting that, if you have room to grow in that, if your practice isn't as big as you want, if you're not selling as many products as you want, whatever it might be, take this opportunity, one, to get clear on who it is, but two, to start practicing speaking it into existence. And it doesn't matter what it is. Don't judge yourself. Don't invalidate yourself. Just give it your best shot. And you'll feel as you're speaking if you're in alignment with it, if it's congruent. Because that's one of the biggest things about speaking is you can feel if it feels good. You can feel if it feels right, if it feels like, yes, that's me, that's who I am, that's who I want to attract, that's how it goes, okay? So I'm going to demonstrate for you what that's like. So influencer Ian, my goodness gracious, I love it. You know, what I really love about having met influencer Ian is we were introduced by a friend, and a friend said, man, Chris, you got to meet my friend. His name's Influencer Ian, and he would be the perfect fit for you and your wisdom and your knowledge, because I see you're mastering the online space, the influencing, the mindset aspect of it. And while this guy, Influencer Ian, he has a ton of followers, he has a ton of money, and he's really doing really well in his business, I think deep down inside, he doesn't seem fulfilled. He doesn't seem like really excited about life like I can get from you. You have so much joy. You have so much great energy. So I say, great, you know, why don't you connect us? So he connects us, the friend connects us, and I say, hey, Influencer Ian, so great to be connected. Love, love, love being connected with you, and I'm super excited to hear more about your journey and what you're committed to creating and you know, just hearing how I can support. And he says, awesome, Chris, love your energy, love your positivity, and I'm excited for our call. So I send him a link, and we schedule a discovery session, 30-minute call. And so we get on the call, and I make sure to block out extra time after, because just in case it's like a super awesome call or we're going super deep, you know, I really love to set that time aside. So we do that, and we jump on the call, and he starts sharing about like how he's so proud of all his achievements and what he's done, but like deep down inside, he doesn't feel fulfilled. He doesn't feel like inspired. He doesn't feel like he's really worthy. Like he's like, I'm doing good externally and everyone around me is telling me I'm doing good. But deep down inside, I don't feel like it's actually resonating. It's actually, you know, sticking with me. And so I ask, you know, like, what do you think is the cause of that? What's stopping you from really experiencing your greatness and all the good that you're doing? He said, well, at a core level, I don't trust myself. I feel like I'm on this hamster wheel. I feel like I'm just doing this to impress people. I'm just doing this to be enough. And, you know, I don't really share this that often, but Chris, I just feel this great energy about you that I can share whatever's on my mind. And I know that I can trust you and that I'm safe here with you. So thank you for providing that. And I say, you know, you're welcome. And pause. Petty says, this is so powerful. Too often it looks good on the surface. We suffer deep inside and are afraid to admit it. Absolutely, Petty. My goodness. It's definitely a epidemic. Speaking of pausing, let me take a drink. Delish. Thank you. So, back on the call. So I say, listen, man, like it sounds like you have some real challenges with your mindset, with your worthiness, and you know, like what is that costing you? He says, well, that's costing me like peace. It's costing me like true fulfillment. No matter how much I do on the outside, I'm not fulfilled on the inside. I'm exhausted. I'm burnt out. I'm, you know, overwhelmed. I feel like I'm not making the progress that I want. I'm not getting to where I want to go. I feel like the people who I'm around are not really there for me at a deep level. The achievements that I'm having, they're like so fleeting, so momentary, and I'm not really able to enjoy it. Like I feel like I'm going to go through life, and at the end of the life, I'm going to look back and be like, man, did I even live? And I say, dang, that's deep. It's deep. Thank you for sharing. And I asked, you know, how long has this been going on? He said, well, you know, since I started my business about 5 years ago, like I haven't felt fulfilled. I haven't felt like, you know, the stability of peace and fulfillment. So I say, great, you know, where do you want to be in a year? And influencer Ian says, man, I want to be in the relationship of my dreams. I want to love myself even more. I want to appreciate myself. I want to be proud of myself. And I want the freedom of knowing that I'm living a life by design, like a created reality that's so fulfilling. I want to be fulfilled. I want to feel the feeling of fulfillment. I feel like that's missing. It's lacking. It's like totally not there in my life. So I say, great. Well, I have a program that can help people do exactly just that. You want to hear about it? And he says, yes, absolutely. And so I say, okay. So over the next 12 months, we'll be working together and we have weekly calls and we specifically are going to focus on designing your reality. Okay. Now you've probably heard about certain things about this and done certain things of these before piecemeal, but really what we're going to work on is getting the whole picture together so that you can truly step into your greatest possible self, greatest possible health, your greatest possible life, your greatest possible relationships and business. And so that's what we're going to be focusing on over the 12 months. We're going to focus on breakdowns. Whenever you have a breakdown, whenever you're not following through with what you said you were going to do, whenever you're beating yourself up, we're going to come up with strategies about how to keep on track, about how to stay fired up. Because listen, man, I've gone through these challenges. I used to feel like an unworthy POS, you know, an unworthy, like not deserving of anything and totally hard on myself and never really letting it sink in. But I mastered these habits and these disciplines to give it to myself, to fulfill myself. Is that something that would be valuable for you? Influencer Ian's like, yeah, heck yeah. I want to give it to myself. I want to have that power to be able to fulfill myself. And I say, great, man. That's exactly what we're going to do in this program over the next 12 months. So we'll dive in. We'll have weekly calls. You'll be able to achieve your goals one step at a time. And you'll have a coach who kicks your butt and also has your back. Because I love where you're at, man. I see myself in you. And I just see myself contributing a whole bunch to who you are and where you're at. And to be able to empower you into even more alignment and congruence with your audience, with who you are showing up as on the internet, right? You want to be more empowered, more truthful to yourself, more standing in your power, correct? And the influencer Ian's like, yes, man, absolutely. I say, great, man. So what it would look like to work together over the next 12 months, we do weekly video calls. We dive into your limiting beliefs, self-sabotaging patterns, the things that are keeping you stuck, create new strategies, new habits to keep you on track, to keep you moving towards your greatest possible self, design that dream-like life, and you know, really just make sure that you're empowered at all times. Does that sound valuable to you? He says, yes. I said, great. So at this point, people usually want to know about how much is it to invest to get started. Do you want to know? He says, yes. And he says, I said, awesome. So it's $10,000 for the year, or if you pay on a month-to-month basis, it's $1,000 a month. Okay, so which one sounds better for you? Influencer Ian says, Chris Burns, dude, I freaking love you. I love your energy. I'm so excited to break through whatever's been coming up for me, and I'm committed, man. I've done programs in the past. I've invested things in the past, and things, you know, I've been burned. I've done things and people haven't really shown up. But for some reason, you, Chris Burns, I can count on you. I feel like I can trust you. I know I can trust you. I know you're going to be here for me. And I just get this amazing energy, amazing vibe from you, and trust that it's all going to work out. And I just need to take that next step. So, dude, I'm going to do the painful option, and I'm in it, man. I'm 100% committed. And I say, dude, awesome. I love it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you over the agreement. And then once I get that back signed in writing, then we'll be able to schedule our first call for the coaching, okay? So let's go ahead and set that call right now, and then we'll confirm it and make sure it's all lined up with the agreement. So what day is great for you? And he says, next Wednesday. Next Wednesday is awesome. You can do next Wednesday at 1 p.m. Cool. So if we want to do next Wednesday, then can you get it back to me by next Friday, before next Friday? Okay? He says, yeah, sure, no problem. Cool. So send it over, get off the phone. Dude, so stoked to be working with you. So stoked to be creating this amazing life with you. And you deserve everything you desire and more. And trust me, I promise you, there's hope. There is so much joy and fulfillment and goodness coming your way. Stay connected. Keep taking the action steps. And I promise you, it's all working out, man. He says, thank you so much, bro. I'm so looking forward to it. Get off the phone, send over the agreement. He gets it back signed within about 12 hours. And there's the signature, there's the credit card information page, and it's like, boom, there it is. One payment goes through. I see it hit my bank account. I'm like, yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then I say, I'm going to change this freaking person's life. I'm changing influencer Ian. I am changing your life, brother. It is game time. It's game time. So we have our call. I make sure I put it in my calendar for next Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific. And then we go into the start. And actually, it's next Thursday, because it slipped my mind that I do my 12-hour marathon every Wednesday. I was like, oh, Thursday would be even better. So I sent it to him. He's like, cool. Yeah, totally all good. 1 p.m. on Thursday. He fills out the intake form. I send him a questionnaire. Gives me an overview of him, deeper overview. Spend some time reviewing that, getting to know him better, understanding him. We jump on the call, and he's like, dude, I'm so freaking excited. By the way, this whole time, he's like shouting me out to his audience, liking and commenting on my posts, and just totally being a raving fan. I'm just like, oh, feels so good. Feels so good, baby. Feels so good. So here's what happens. We get on the first call, and he's like totally just stoked to be there. So I say, okay, let's start designing your future, man. And it really starts with understanding who you are and what your values are. So we go through exercises to elicit his values and find out what's most important to him in his life. And then we talk about designing your dream life, where you want to be in 5 years, 3 years, and 1 year. So he starts writing that down and getting crystal clear on that. More water, more water, more water. He gets crystal clear on that. And then what happens is we talk about that dream life. I give him some exercises that day. He's talking about it on the call, because one thing I really love doing is helping people speak it into existence and say what they want out loud, and then go back later and write it down and get it more solidified. Because it's just like people need a safe space. They need some place to practice. And so, you know, I'm so lit up by his vision of what he's committed to and the life that he's going to be creating. I'm like, yes, man, you got this. This is so exciting to be a part of this journey. So that's the first session. Come back about fifth session, right? He's been working on himself like hardcore, designing his life, getting his habits into alignment. And the fifth session comes back and he has like a huge, huge like breakdown, meltdown. He's like, man, I'm just so frustrated. I feel like things aren't working and this is so difficult. I don't have enough time, don't have enough money, don't have enough energy. And I'm like, dude, you are so abundant. You are so abundant with time and money and energy. You are so powerful in who you get to be. Remember that. And so I have him go through an exercise of listing positive aspects, the things that are working about his life. And by the end of the call, he's like, dude, Chris, you absolutely changed my whole freaking week around. You changed my whole day. You changed my whole week. This is incredible. Thank you so much for doing this. And I say, you're welcome, man. I love doing this. I love supporting you, and I'm here for you. And in between then, in the next session, which is about that I want to speak into existence, we'll take it to, you know, 3 months out. Okay, so 3 months into the coaching, quarter in, then 12 sessions. He's like, dude, Chris, these last 12 weeks have been the most transformational weeks of my entire life. I say, I know, man. You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm so grateful. So grateful to hear. I'm so proud of you for how much you're growing. I'm so proud of you for how you're stepping into your self-worth. I see the reflection in your posts. The energy is changing. I see the reflection in your content. It's like so much more uplifting. It's so much more inspiring versus just looking good before. It's about like really feeling good and empowering and loving people. And I know you had some challenging times in the journey. It's in the last couple of weeks because like you were going through this transition, you're realigning yourself. And in that process of realignment, sometimes we have to let go of that which was good or that which, you know, used to serve us for that which is great, that which is excellent and extraordinary. So I really acknowledge you for stepping up, man. What would you say are some of the biggest ways that you've grown over the last 3 months? And he says, dude, just learning to trust myself, learning how to stay committed to the process, even when I get knocked off track, even when I don't follow through. Like, I know that you're going to have space for me, and you're also going to like call me to action. You're going to invite me to step the F up to be my greatest possible self so that I can really show up and be my best. And thank you for providing that space. I say, you're welcome, man. It's my pleasure. I love doing it. So over the next 3 months, we're really going to dive into like, how do we accelerate results? You've gotten clarity. You've gotten, you know, these habits down. You've gotten your vision distinguished and designed. Now it's about bringing it into reality. How do we do that faster? So let's talk about what might be blocking you or stopping you or holding you back. Right. And so we dive back into his journey, his childhood, his memories, things that might be keeping him stuck or certain meaning he gave things. He's like, oh my gosh, I'm seeing the whole world from a whole new perspective. Thank you so much, Chris. And I say, you're welcome, man. I love it. I love that we get to do this. It's my pleasure. I love that I get to provide this service. So, you know, really, he keeps growing. 6 months in, he's like, dude, Chris, this is life changing. I'm totally referring people to you. Let's get this freaking party started, man. So he refers to me two people who sign up for an additional 2 years. And I'm like, man, Influencer Ian, you are the man. You're the bomb. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And he's like, dude, you're welcome. This service, your service needs to get out to more people. Anything I can do to help, I'm here for you, here to support you and help you with your marketing, help you with your content creation. Dude, let's go, baby. I say, thank you, man. And so 6 months goes by, another 6 months go by, and it's the end of the year. He's like, dude, Chris, this has been the absolute most transformational year ever. I love seeing how much you've grown, man. I love seeing how much I've grown. I have completely gone 180 degrees. I've stuck with my disciplines. I've developed myself into someone who I know who I am. I know the values that I have. I've cut out so much drinking, so much partying, so much of that, those one night stands, man. And it's thanks to you. Thank you so much for believing in me, for holding a vision for me and my life. that I can step into that's worthy for me, that's inspiring, that moves my soul, dude. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am so ready to go on this journey again with you because I know that there's more depth. I know that there's more to discover. And I know that a big part of this is having the dialogue and having the conversations and seeing things from different angles and perspectives. And I really acknowledge how much you're growing to be able to continue facilitating that in my life. Like, dude, you must be constantly learning. And I say I am 100%, man. And, you know, I really acknowledge you and we'll totally get this next year going. And we have an amazing call. He gets off the call and continues to sign up for another year. I go ahead and process his credit card. And there's another $10,000 in the bank account. I'm like, yes, yes. I love it. Influencer Ian, we're changing your life even freaking more, man. Yes. So that is an example of speaking into existence. And I'm going to take a drink right now. I meant a few drinks. Absolutely. So, here's the thing. With calling in your creation, speaking it into existence, it really helps if you are high energy. Now, I'm sitting here on the chair. I've been here for about 6 hours now. So, you know, if it didn't seem like the highest energy, it's cool. The more energy you can get into your creation, the better, the faster it manifests for you. Okay, so trust the process. Trust that you're speaking it into existence. It's coming rapidly, lightning fast, and really step into the emotion. What does it feel like? What's it like for you when you are working with your dream client, when you're speaking it into existence? For me, when I'm working with Influencer Ian, you can even talk about what does it feel like? When I'm working with Influencer Ian, life is amazing. He's totally independent. He loves reaching out to me and just acknowledging me for the work that I'm doing. I love complimenting him. I love acknowledging and empowering him. I love putting him up on my feed and saying, hey, I'm coaching this guy. I love that I'm doing this. I love that I'm empowering him. I love being the coach. And you know, another thing I really love, I love working with people who are smarter than me, who are taller than me, who are shorter than me, who are faster than me, who are slower than me, who are, you know, more buff than me, who are better looking than me, who are more intimidating than me. I love working with people who have more respect, who have more influence, who have more leadership capabilities, who have better communication than me, who have better writing, who have better sales abilities. I love working with these people and I get these clients because I'm just being freaking real. I'm just being me. I'm just being the best version of myself that I can be at any moment in time. And it feels amazing. It feels so fulfilling. It feels so exciting. It feels so full of pride because I get to be me. And I get to develop myself and grow myself into the person who attracts these people, who connects with these people, who makes that contribution and difference. Like, what better way is there to live? There isn't one. So that is speaking your dream client into existence. If you're having any challenges with it, if you are looking to grow in your own dream client, if you're looking to trust yourself, really develop yourself even more, let me know. I have some resources I can send you or I can help you personally with it through a call. Would love to support you. And thank you so much for tuning in and choosing to be your greatest possible self. You deserve your dream clients. You deserve everything that you desire. You really can be, do, and have it all. You really can achieve and experience anything you set your mind to. So trust the journey, trust the vision that you have. It was implanted and imprinted and installed and gifted to you for a reason. So trust that. Trust that journey. Trust the process. Trust who you're meant to be. That's one thing with Influencer Ian is he got that inspiration about who he could be. You know, he was dissatisfied because he wasn't being him. He wasn't being his greatest possible self. And he needed that help. He needed that guidance. He needed that coaching and leadership to help him get to where he wanted to go. Petya said, isn't it just so incredible to be guides for our clients, not giving up on them, reminding them of their powers? 100% Pethia, absolutely. It is a blast. It is so fulfilling, so juicy, and I love just co-discovering life with people, having amazing, deep, profound discussions, and having them recognize their brilliance and their greatness. It is phenomenal. So if you want to get a hold of me, chris@beyourgps.com, or message me on Facebook, facebook.com/th3burns. You can find me there. Thanks so much in advance, and I look forward to talking to you soon. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Right now, we've reached the end of this episode, but this is the start of a whole new beginning. Each and every moment, you have an opportunity to rewrite your story. Right here, right now, decide and commit who you are going to be. Think about how you will use these ideas, wisdom, and inspiration to make the difference in your life. What actions will you take today and every day to step into your greatest possible self? Again, a big shout out to our sponsor, EmployeeEscapePlan.com. If you're committed to learning how to truly harness your abilities and passions to serve the people who are hungry and desperate for what you have to offer, make a great income off of your genius, or if you're ready to get more clients to pay you more money, head over to www.EmployeeEscapePlan.com and let Joe know you were sent by Chris. Did you enjoy this episode? Let your friends know about it. Share the website, BeYourGPS.com, and send me some love on social media. If you want to clarify your vision, uncover blind spots, get more energy, tap into your flow, and take massive action, head over to beyourgps.com/coaching to schedule some time into my calendar. Now, master yourself, create your reality, and make every day your best day ever.